Welcome back to another episode of The D-Lo, your mental health toolkit. Today, we're going to be discussing a topic that impacts so many lives, whether we recognize it or not. We're going to be discussing trauma. Trauma isn't just about the big, obvious events. It can stem from a variety of experiences shaping how we think, feel, and interact with the world. Whether you've experienced trauma personally, know someone who has, or simply want to understand its effects better, this episode will explore what trauma is, how it impacts the brain and the body, and most importantly, how we can begin to heal from trauma. Let's get into it. I'd like to start off by providing a definition of trauma. Trauma is often thought of as a response to a deeply distressing or disturbing event that overwhelms a person's ability to cope. It can take many forms, and I'm going to discuss the different types of trauma. To start off, there is acute trauma. This is when a single distressing event, such as a car accident or natural disaster or even an assault, overwhelms a person's ability to cope. There is chronic trauma. That's when a repeated exposure to distressing events, such as ongoing abuse, domestic violence, or long-term neglect. Complex trauma is a series of ongoing traumatic events, often occurring in childhood or interpersonal relationships, leading to long-term emotional and psychological impact. Then there's vicarious trauma. Vicarious trauma is the emotional impact of witnessing or hearing about traumatic experiences, which can affect caregivers, first responders, or even those exposed to distressing media coverage. One of the most important things to remember is that trauma is not just about the event itself. It's about how the individual experiences and processes it. Two people can go through the same event, but react in completely different ways based on their support system, resilience, and past experiences. Now let's cover how trauma affects the brain and the body. Trauma doesn't just stay in our memories. It physically alters the brain and nervous system. When we experience trauma, several key brain structures are involved. One of those key brain structures is the amygdala. It's often called the brain's alarm system, as it detects threats and triggers the fight or flight response. After trauma, the amygdala can become hyperactive, making people more prone to fear, anxiety, and hypervigilance. Another key brain structure that trauma impacts is the prefrontal cortex. This part of the brain helps with reasoning, emotional regulation, and decision making. Trauma can weaken its function, making it harder to manage emotions, think rationally, or feel in control. Another key brain structure is the hippocampus. This part of the brain is responsible for memory formation. The hippocampus can shrink due to trauma, leading to difficulty distinguishing past from present danger and contributing to flashbacks or dissociation. This is why trauma responses like emotional numbness, difficulty concentrating, or sudden panic aren't just in your head. They're physiological reactions shaped by distressing experiences. Studies have shown that prolonged trauma exposure can also lead to chronic physical health issues. This includes heart disease, autoimmune disorders, and chronic pain. This reinforces the deep mind-body connection in trauma recovery. Because trauma affects the nervous system, people often develop coping mechanisms that are tied to survival instincts. These are sometimes referred to as the four trauma responses, and I'll include a bonus one, making it five in total. The first is the fight response. This means reacting with aggression, irritability, or needing to control situations. Flight, which is avoiding situations, overworking, or constantly staying busy to escape discomfort. Freezing, which is feeling stuck, dissociating, or struggling with decision making. Fawning, which is people pleasing, struggling with boundaries, or over apologizing. When I was in school, I was taught about fainting. Fainting is literally fainting in the face of a traumatic situation. Recognizing these responses can help us be more compassionate towards ourselves and others. Instead of judging behaviors, we can begin to understand them as survival strategies, which are shaped by past experiences. While trauma can feel like a lifelong burden, the brain is adaptable. With the right support and tools, we can rewire our responses and find relief. Some ways to heal include therapy. Trauma-focused therapies like EMDR, which is eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. And also CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. Both have been shown to help process traumatic memories. There's also mindfulness and grounding techniques. Practices like meditation, deep breathing, and grounding exercises help bring awareness back to the present moment, reducing the grip of past trauma. There's also body-based healing. Since trauma is stored in the body, movement-based therapies like yoga, somatic experiencing, and even dance therapy can support recovery. Also, getting regular body massages can help to move some of that energy out of the body. And finally, community and connection. Healing doesn't happen in isolation. Support groups, trusted relationships, and community resources play a vital role in recovery. It's important to remember that healing isn't linear. Some days will feel better than others, but every step forward, no matter how small, is progress. If today's discussion resonated with you, know that you're not alone. Trauma can be heavy, but understanding it is the first step toward healing. If you or someone you know is struggling, consider reaching out to a professional for support or explore some of the healing tools we discussed today. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might need to hear it. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on social media and let me know your thoughts. Until next time, take care of yourself, be kind to your mind, and remember, healing is possible. To say hello, oh, oh, hello, oh, oh, hello.